Here to help, not necessarily be a hero. Well, you've done both tonight.
Yeah, I guess. But as I said, you know, it's it is a team game. At the end of the day, I was at the end of the move. Song played me, played a great ball for me, and I guess I had to do my job. You know, sometimes the ball goes in, and sometimes it doesn't. But as I said, you know, it's not like I want to play it down, but I'm just another player in this team, and I'm just trying to help. You know, that's not going to happen every time. Well, I hope, but I'm sure it won't. It's not going to happen every time, but it's all a bit like unreal, to be honest, because I was on holiday a couple of weeks ago. I came back. I worked out with Tony Kohlberg, like I said so many times. You know, he's been doing a tremendous job with me, the fitness coach, Tony. So it's, I don't know. It's, you know what? I said it before to some of the colleagues inside there. I just hope that someone's not going to wake me up tomorrow and say that that was a dream. You know, it feels like it. And one of the differences tonight for me is it is the first time that I did wear the Arsenal shirt, being a fan, you know. So the emotion was a bit crazy when I scored.
You say you're just another player. Your manager says to us that tonight you've added to your legend.
Well, I mean, the boss. What I don't know about that. I mean, I will let people do the talking. You know, I just want to help. I just want to be here for the young guys and try to show what I can and do what I can and help. If it's only talking, then I will talk. If it's a second, then it will be a second in the game. If it's more, then it will be more. But like I said to you, again, I'm not trying to play it down. But this, I mean, I know the way it turned out tonight. But you know, I'm no hero. Just trying to represent my club right now.
But that was a vintage honorary finish tonight, wasn't it? You got to acknowledge that for us, haven't you?
Well, yeah. That's the way I like to score my goals. I missed so many, and I scored quite a few. So, we're very fortunate that the ball went.
You showed a lot of emotion. Just tell us about what was going through your mind after that.
You know what I said to you? For the very first time, I felt what it was to score a goal for a club that you support. You know, I know now what goes through the head of Jack Wilshere or Jenkinson or when they wear the shirt, when they step on the field. They're proper fans, you know, since they were, young kids. So that's where the emotion was coming from. I always, don't get me wrong, love to score goals for Arsenal, but tonight that had a bit of extra emotion, I would say.
I know you're here for 6 or 7 weeks, and that's going to be an exciting period for everybody. Beyond that, could we see Thierry Henry, Arsenal coach, one day?
Oh, you're going too far. You know,
one day?
I actually don't know. I don't know. Let me play till I can play, and we'll see. But I said it so many times. This is a special place for me. Arsenal Football Club always will remain in my heart. And I said to you, being a fan, now it's you know, always going to be like this. As I said, I always going to try, and even in my time before, we all know that sometimes it wasn't enough, but I always try to go out there and give my best. That's the most important thing I would say at the end of the day. If you play for a club, you have to go out there and give it all.
If you had sat down and thought about it and come up with the perfect homecoming, would this have been it?
I can't even think about it. I was on holiday. Tanning. I can't even answer that question because that wasn't even in my mind.
Did you ever think about coming back at all?
No, at all. I won't lie. At all. It's just because the boss came up to me and asked me to come back. And I'm sure you saw it. As I said, it's difficult for me to say no to Arsenal. But I never thought that the boss was going to ask me to come back. Never in my life. So I can't even answer to your question because I will be inventing stuff right now. You know, that wasn't even in the radar.
Once he had asked you to come back, did you always feel you could do a job for Arsenal?
You always think you can. Then after, can you or can you not? It's another story. But all I did is, I said, that's why I mentioned Tony Kohlberg before. I said, right, Tony, you got to get me ready. And he did. As I said, I'm nowhere near a 90-minute game. But as I said, you know, he did everything for me to be able to help. So, as I said, you're always gonna get what you deserve if you work hard. That always has been my philosophy in the game. You gotta work hard.
What went through your mind as the ball came to your feet from Alex Song?
I didn't think about anything. First move away from my defender, then Alex didn't give me the ball, then I went back in, then he gave me the ball, and when I controlled it, when I'm in that position, I don't think. I just make sure that the goalkeeper, I want to make sure that the goalkeeper won't touch the ball and hope that I curved it enough to come back in the net. And then the ball went in.
And afterwards, the celebration, you sprinted down the touchline. What does that tell us about your affection for the manager?
Well, it's kind of weird. You know what? I didn't plan actually to go to see him. I actually didn't know what to do. And I saw him. So I said, hey, why not?
Thierry, just a quick one. The fact is, you have so much you've achieved at this club. Did you ever think for a second if I came back, what if people started judging me and comparing that past era to this era?
I didn't think that way. As I said, this is a club that I love and this is a club that I support, so it was a no-brainer at one point. I didn't think about... I was more thinking about how sharp can I be, how long can we have to work to be able to help. I didn't think about, you know, what the fans are going to think. I said it so many times. I'm not the player that I used to be. You know, you're not going to see me taking the ball on the line, on the side and dribbling past people. You know, that's not me anymore. But if you love the club and you feel it in your heart, you know, the boss is asking me for help, then I just went for it. You know, I didn't think about what I did here before. That wasn't the point. You know, it's kind of weird. I just didn't want to let my people down. I'd rather any day of the week a guy in my team that tries than a guy that doesn't want to show up. You know, so that's my mentality.
Well, finally, when you wake up tomorrow, you're going to pinch yourself? Just check it's all real or check the newspaper, read the newspapers and
no,
see what everyone's saying?
I passed that point reading the paper a long time ago. No disrespect to any papers. I just passed the point of waking up and going and buy the papers. As I said to you, I just hope that that's not a dream. That's all I'm saying. As I said to you, he made it extra special, sorry, that I'm a fan. You know, I used to not prepare stuff before, but I used to be more, you know, kind of cool about it when I used to score, and I just lost it tonight. No disrespect to the team that we were playing, but yeah, it was kind of emotional. And I said it before, also, you know, Paul Johnson, a guy that works for Arsenal Football Club for a very long time, lost his mom recently. So I wanted to dedicate the game for him, to him and his family, and obviously his mom that was a huge Arsenal fan, and also a girl that used to work in my box before, and then she passed away also. So dedicate the game to them. You know, I think sometimes you need to remember also that you have a lot of people out there that do also support the club, and it's not because they're not on the field that you need to forget about them. So that's all I wanted to say also.